The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, you actually click, 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 kill people.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Jamila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray. Follow us on Twitter at The Pink Matter and Instagram at This Is Pink Matter.
You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Joie.
And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
Fucking did it.
Finally.
Okay. Right. So Cardi B is pregnant. Invasion of Privacy is out. I just want to show appreciation for Cardi B, to be honest, because I just feel like she's had a real like Cinderella story. Like, she went from fucking A Hoe Never Gets Cold. I was in first year when that came out. I don't even believe it.
Where I was in life.
It was when that came out. Came out December 2014, and
it's cold outside, and I'm still looking like a thotty because
Hoe never gets cold. And that hoe still hasn't been getting cold ever since then. Bitch, don't wear jacket no more.
I know, right?
The world can't run freeze to death. But yeah, I just really love Cardi B.
I can't lie. The thing, it's not that I don't care about Cardi B. I don't care about celebrity pregnancies. I care about, like, people that I know pregnancies. I get really excited over those. But when it's celebrity pregnancies, I just feel like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I feel like every, like, they just don't do the same thing for me. So when I found out that Cardi B was pregnant, I didn't even flinch. It's kind of like, because I expected it anyway.
I mean, technically, we already knew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I expected it anyway. So, yeah there was that. And then, but I'm not going to lie. I agree with you about her whole Cinderella story. It's actually crazy. I saw someone say, was it you? Or someone said that she is basically, like, the American female version of Stormzy. So... Yeah.
It's you like just the, want her to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, she's so likable. Everyone just kind of wanted her to win. So
and then she made it happen. But the joke is, she has way too many haters. Like, the way people really just want her to, like, lose, or they'll say she has a ghostwriter, or they say this, or they say, and it's like, like, it's not that deep. It's really not that deep.
Yeah. If Invasion of Privacy, though, kill it. I listened to it and it didn't grip me. But
not at all.
I was like, this is so mediocre. But maybe I need another listen. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened again. But my first listen, I didn't listen to the whole album, actually. I must have listened to about 8 songs. But I was just like, it's a bit... Do you know what it is with me for Cardi? Yeah, I love her. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love Cardi. I'm not, like, knocking her. But her English, because it's not great, like, it kind of affects her flow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she can't pronounce certain words properly. And so it kind of changes how you kind of hear this, like, translate the song.
I think she's still getting used to her new teeth. But the joke is, I don't think, her English is bad. I was watching this Jimmy Fallon interview that she did recently. I think her English has definitely gotten better.
Yeah, not that it's bad. She understands, she can speak in good English, and she understands it's the pronunciation.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just because she said it's not her first language.
Yeah, of course.
So
no, it's not.
Just, it's just understandable. But I love that. Like, I can't even begin. Like, Birkenhead. Bitch, you know, that's it. That's in the 2000s.
Yeah,
and then
that was a good tune.
I like it. And I do also, what's that? Scissor?
That's a tune. The one about.
I do what I like.
Yeah.
One thing I have to
love
say,
it.
She
that's
needs to pronounce
tune.
Her R's.
No,
like,
that's
what's,
a tune.
What's, like, scissor. She doesn't, like, ever.
I didn't hear it.
She doesn't pronounce her R's. No. I was thinking, I was like, what?
So how does she say it?
Like, she slurs.
How do you slur an R?
Like, you know when it's like you just sort of go over it? Like, I can't describe it.
So if we said sorry, she'd say sorry.
Yeah, that's how it sounds. Like, you know when she's like, when she's saying like, she's a like, or like...
Actually, no, you're right. I'm actually just singing a song in her head. I know what you're talking about.
She just slurs it. Like, she just goes over it. She doesn't like...
It's because of the way, the type of music that she does. I think she's doing it intentionally.
Yeah, so I was just, it jars me. Like, everything she does, like, I'm like, okay, it's okay, it's enough.
No, but sometimes I like the song. I liked it a lot. I actually really liked it.
I like I Do. I like Ring, the one with Kalani.
I don't like Kalani, you know, so I just don't like, I really don't like her. Wow. Her music. I think I just don't like it, in not even in the slightest.
To be honest,
a little
I haven't
bit.
Listened to her music recently, but I only, like, I liked when she first came out. I think it was Niggas, and there was another song she had that I forgot, but it was really like my kind of thing, where it's like, you know, fuck these niggas kind of music. Just, I love me some fuck these niggas kind of music. Speaking of fuck these niggas kind of music, Drake's new song, Nice for What?
Okay, that song is only good because of the sample. I'm sorry, I've been talking about this song for like days since it came out with my brothers. Yeah, like, obviously everyone loves it. I love it. I love Drake. Drake is like, you know, I love Drake. I love everything he does, but in this instance, I feel like it is overrated. Like, let's be real, like, what did he even... I'm not saying you have to have a reason.
I just want you guys to know that my mouth has been left open since you said that. And I'll tell you why. It's not because I like Drake. It's not because of the sample.
The quotables.
It's the beat.
Yeah, but
it's the beat. It's literally... Because, again, like I said, you guys know me. I love my 2000s music. So it just takes me back to 2000s Southern music. Like, it's literally, I could twerk till I die.
But at the same time, don't you think he was doing the typical culture vulture kind of thing? And it's not like culture, because I wouldn't say like your gender is a culture, but now he's trying to do the whole song for the women. Like, he's just doing it on purpose. Do you know what I mean?
He
like,
doing a culture vulture.
Like, do you know what I mean? But I know but that he just did this so that women can have like some female anthem, and oh yeah, we can re-respect Drake. Drake is like the savior. Like,
I feel like the video, though I like the
I didn't
video.
Watch it. I haven't watched the video yet.
So people like Letitia?
Yeah, Letitia Wright.
Letitia Wright, Misty Copeland, Yara Shahidi, Tiffany Haddish.
Was Jordan Dunn in it as well?
Who?
Jordan Dunn.
I yeah, Jordan Dunn. Yeah. And who else? I'm trying
was
to think.
Was Will Smith in it?
What did I say?
I think I dreamt that Will Smith was in it and he was sitting down. Yeah, I definitely dreamt that.
It was
that.
Just women. Tracy Ellis Ross. Wow. Zoe Saldana. I don't know why she was in it. I don't know what she's done in recent years, but okay. But I just feel like it was just very okay. I just feel like okay, maybe it's because I'm doing my essay, my dissertation. Yeah, it's just very respectable politics to me. Like, it was just very like, oh, these are like women we can look up to kind of thing. When, to be honest, I feel like Nice for What needed to be set with like Bare Hood Rats. Like, I felt like it should have been Bare Hood Rats twerking. Mm. Like, he should have gone to different cities and just Bare Hood Rats twerking, because it just gives that kind of bounce. Feel like that you got Tracy Ellis Ross doing this whole like she's all hugging herself and
seen
shit
it,
like, it's just so
I get that, but then you have to think about the actual sample. Do you know what I mean? So where it comes from, because the whole Lauryn Hill thing, I think he has to kind of respect that in a sense. You can't now have a sample Lauryn Hill and then have Bear Ratchet
to
like
fair,
girls twerking
again.
And it's a song, Lauryn it's a particular
Hill.
Song that it's been sampled.
Lauryn Hill
it's
is
legendary. It's a classic.
A respectability politics queen as well, because you know, with Do What that
exactly.
thing where she was like, bitch, you
what?
Do you know what?
Do what? Yeah.
I mean, no, I mean, what she's just very like, oh, well, you know, you need to be like, you need to be prim and proper. But,
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, because the way you're nodding like,
no,
was,
no, I'm saying,
but it's
yeah.
not a good thing, though.
No,
because,
no, I'm saying, yes, I'm saying, so he can't now turn around and now disrespect her.
No, you
tune,
can disrespect
you know
her, because
I mean?
You know why? It's very pretentious for you to make a whole album about Wyclef Jean. And then be all, oh, no, you need to be respectable. Oh, don't wear fake nails. Don't do
yeah,
this.
It's,
and
it's
don't
the
do
era
that
it came out in, though. Do you know what I mean?
That's one of the main reasons why I don't really dig Lauryn Hill's music, because I just feel like it's not authentic for me. Like, it's just not authentic. And I guess that's another thing.
Can't say that. Like, I guess it's her own views and beliefs. Do you know what I mean?
No, but the reason why... No, it's not even about her own views. Mm. It's like it contradicts herself.
Okay, but then you could easily say that about what's her name? When Destiny's Child used to do that. Nancy, put your clothes on, I told you.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, they've all turned around. But the thing is, that's all of Lauryn Hill's, that's all the art she has. That's the only art she has.
Yeah, no.
So really, and especially at the time as well, it's not even like, oh, at the time she was practicing this. No, it was literally about Wyclef Jean.
Yeah, no, I know.
So that's why I just don't really dig her music. But yeah, I love Nice for What. I can't wait to twerk at it this summer.
I think it will definitely grow on me. I've heard it like 110,000 times. I sing along to it, like, So it's just, it's literally, I think for me it was more like, why did he release that song? I had this conversation with my brothers and they said you don't have to have a reason, and I understand that, but don't you just, I just felt like it was so random, do you know what I mean? I just felt like it was so random, like, what are you trying to do? Like, what exactly are you trying to do?
Why do I have to be nice to these niggas?
No, I felt it. That's what I'm saying. I can't describe what my actual opinion on this song is, because I actually do like it, but then at the same time I think it's just overhyped. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways.
No. Moving on to more new music. Sorry, I keep remembering this. You know Nicki Minaj is coming out with two with singles. Chun-Li.
I'm so annoyed because Chun-Li is my favourite.
Barbie
like,
Tings. I my favorite 100% hope
games character these of all songs time
are good. It like Chun-Li looks like...
She needs to put respect on Chun-Li's name, you know. Like, how dare she?
It looks like mixtape Nicki.
Yeah, and from, yeah, from like Beat Me Up really Scotty days
hope,
as well.
I hope these songs bang because...
Got two sticks in her buns. I can't wait. I actually can't wait.
But I heard a little clip of it today.
Oh, did you?
And she talked about, basically, she's shading... People have come to the conclusion she's either shading Eve or she's shading Cardi B.
Why would she be shading Eve?
Because apparently Eve said something about her... Not something about being a role model.
Yeah, but that wasn't about her.
Last year.
But that wasn't about her, was it?
No, it was. It wasn't about... I think they mentioned her.
Oh, yeah, it was the... It wasn't last year. It was... Wasn't it the paper magazine?
Yeah, I think it was that.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
I thought it was the year before.
No, so... I think and people are saying it's about Eve because it says something about being a stripper and that you can't be able to come after my position after all these years on Bush like that, or you haven't had a single, something like that. Anyway, yeah.
That's okay, why if she says something like that, then it's definitely about Eve.
Yeah,
it can't be Cardi.
If she's coming for Cardi, it's her own neck. I can't even lie.
I don't think so, because she quote tweeted. Did you see she quote tweeted Cardi?
Yeah,
because Cardi was quoting a bar
from Win Again. You never know, because Nicki's kind of shady like that
she
sometimes.
She's proper fake. She's proper fake.
And even the cover art for Chun-Li proper reminded me of... And it, the joke is they were both wearing Fendi, a Lil' Kim picture. Like, it's a Fendi jacket with a Fendi thong.
And I hated her hair in that picture. Like, what the fuck?
Which,
like,
what?
The edges. No.
Oh, Nicki Minaj. Because it was like a really...
It was as if they just stuck it on, like...
A front all, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It was
but
so bad.
Her brows are darker, so
I noticed. And her nose looks bigger. Like, yeah. I just don't understand. Like,
her nose has been looking bigger. I feel like she knows she's pregnant.
Pregnant, isn't it?
Yeah, because her whole being looks like bigger.
Not old school bigger.
Like she used to look, just like.
Unless she's just putting on weight. Like, you know how Rihanna did? Because obviously, the thing is that people need to understand is she's still 30-something years old. She's nearly 40, isn't she?
No, but she's been big. Like, she's been that weight before. Well, looked that weight before. She just looks like she's unsettled with it. Like,
it's just not working right now. It's not Nicki. Like, that nose, I'm sorry. No disrespect, because it's not like it was big or anything, but it was a bulb. And it's like, you know, Nicki is known for her sharp, straight knife nose. So it just looked weird to me.
I thought maybe she's pregnant, because, I hope they bang. I can't even lie, because if they don't bang, I'm going to be kind of upset.
I'm going to be upset with the Chun-Li one if it doesn't bang, just because of the name of it.
People are hinting that Barbie Tings might have, like, bare, like, female celebrities in it.
Yeah, because I saw she commented on Beyonce saying Barbie Tings,
then Cardi B's, and then, like, loads of stuff.
That would be a really... I'd love that. They need to stop being fucking catty and just do that. Imagine, like, a female all-star anthem. Oh, my God.
We have, like, 1997.
It's 97, 99. What tune was that? Was it...
Tonight remix.
Oh, and then there was Lady. When was Ladies Night? When did that come
That's
out as well?
Not tonight.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
I mean, they tried it with that Missy Elliott song recently, but that's I really hate that song so much. Like, it's so shit. I'm better. I'm just terrible.
Anyway, so I think she just needs to, like, stay where she was before. Like, I don't know why she came out of hiding.
But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on.
Yeah,
music,
and then,
I guess.
Music. Oh yeah, of course I have to just honourable mention. But Jay Huss is coming out with some new things soon. Can't wait. Anyway. Oh, Sabrina Claudio.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Sabrina Claudio. Oh my God. I love her anymore.
Once.
I love her music so much. Like, I'm obsessed with it. It's that whisper music. I can't like.
Oh yeah, you love that.
No, I don't though. That's the thing. But with her, I do. Like, I actually don't like whisper music. But
so what's Janae Aiko?
Yeah, that's Janae, and then that's it. There's only literally Janae, and then Sabrina Claudio. I only got onto her, like, towards the end of last year.
Okay.
So, anyway, She's yeah, so she, yeah, like mm-hmm. proper troll. And I could, I'm not gonna lie, I could see her as them. She's not even Albanian, but like I could see her as just one of them Albanian troll accounts kind of thing. Like, do you know what I mean? But she's, yeah, that was like mad because she was saying some canceled. Crazy stuff. Like, I'm not gonna lie, her music is too good for me to cancel.
I can't. Speaking of people that get cancelled for their music, I physically can't bring myself to listen to R. Kelly. Like, R. Kelly. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, I do.
I can't do it anymore. Like, there was times where I could, like, just bear it, like, bearable. But now it's like, no, I really can't. I really, yeah, and it's not like, I transitioned, like, maybe, like, a couple years ago just, like, not listening to him. And maybe just listen to him, like, when I'm out or something and I have no choice. But now I'm just like, I just can't do it. I can't.
I'd say the only person that that's had that effect on me is Chris Brown. I do not listen to Chris Brown anymore. Like, I don't give a fuck what he's doing. Don't care where he is. Don't care if he's dead or alive. Like, I just don't care. Ever since the whole Rihanna thing, I'm not... Because, you know, it's crazy because I used to... Like
defend the same.
I stand.
I used to defend. I used to yeah, but she was beating him.
No. I wasn't. That wasn't me. I just was a Chris Brown stan. I loved him off, and then I didn't really like Rihanna that much. No, I liked Rihanna, but then she came out with that like. Was that it Loud?
Good Girl Gone Bad.
No, was it Loud? When did she come out of Loud? Was Loud after this whole thing happened? Okay, well, there was something. Good there was girl a gone period bad. When I didn't
oh,
like
no,
her.
Oh, no, SOS on Facebook. Yes, I hated her that period. I don't know thank why. You. I hated was a
period.
In that period.
That was the period. I hated her. Like, what?
I don't know why. Rubbish. I just hated it. I don't. And the joke is, I love Unfaithful now and We Ride and all of that.
I love it. But exactly.
I don't know why. Because we didn't like those...
I didn't like her at that point. And then that happened and she came out with like Hard and stuff like that. And I was like, yes, Rihanna is my bitch. And I've been fucking with her like ever since.
So, what it was with me with Chris Brown, like I was like, no, but she hit him back. And now I'm just like, okay, sure enough. Yeah, let's say they were fighting. Let's say, okay, I will give you that. Let's say they were fighting. But what drives you to bite a woman? What drives you to bite a woman? What drives
that
you to
is,
bite
that
somebody?
Is crazy. That's rage.
Psycho.
That's
like,
a different
like,
type of rage.
You're actually mad
yeah.
and you are choking her. You threw her phone out the car saying, well, we both got to die today. That's basically what you said.
Can you imagine?
So, and then you didn't even, that behavior didn't even stop. You pushed Karrueche down the stairs.
Can you?
Like, all of, so, no,
yeah.
you don't
oh, yeah,
deserve
about that as
any,
well.
You don't deserve any, like, Blige, you don't.
No, he doesn't. You don't. I'm happy. People keep talking about, oh, yeah, they need to let him in the UK now.
No,
they don't.
Keep him there.
No, they actually don't.
And a lot of this, oh, yeah, he's, like, the greatest performer of life because he kept on beat. Do you know
yeah,
how people
exactly.
can flip on beat?
You're dumb.
Channing Tatum can flip on
Shut
beat.
Up.
Amarian can flip on beat. I 100% bet you Cat Williams on crack can
Shut
flip on
up.
Beat.
You're
so
such a
rhyme me
you're
with
so
oh, because he flipped on beat. Oh my gosh, he's the first
actually
dancer.
Actually, so dumb.
Man can't even sing like
Channing Tatum, you know.
Channing Tatum, step up one, definitely flipped on beat. Step
that
up two,
so
that nigga's. Lipped on beats in the rain. Okay. So
rain.
Fucking
oh, yeah, I remember that
flow
scene.
Ride
oh,
alone. Okay. It pissed me off about Chris Brown can flip on beat. Is he the first person? Get
oh,
out.
Oh my gosh.
Perform
that, that's
my
so
back
funny.
Foot.
No, but like quickly going back to Sabrina Claudio, that's something I don't like about like this era of kind of half-hearted apologies. And that's what someone said. Someone was like, "You're not actually sorry what you
do. You
about
what
you
what
said.
You're sorry for?
You're sorry that you got caught.
Yeah,
like, it's literally that. You're not sorry. Like that's what I hate. The half. Oh, you know, I'm sorry to if I offended anybody. It's not sorry if you offended.
You did
sorry
offend people.
So I
offending.
Am sorry. Exactly. So
they don't know. No, they'll say they don't. You say their fucking notes. How fucking
oh, I
disrespectful.
I know. They don't even have time to do a formal
statement.
But that's
terrible.
It just shows poor management though. That type of stuff shows poor management, poor PR teams, because yeah, notes are you for real.
This is why I only support everyone that's black.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
even if you're somewhat of a coon, I can still support you.
You're actually dumb.
But like, because every time I feel like I straight like, okay, the most unproblematic white artist I know of is like Ariana Grande and Britney Spears. That's
are we
it.
Just gonna forget about Eminem?
He called. He cussed black women in the video.
What
there's
video?
Been a recording. That's why he had beef with Benzino.
What video?
2000. Eminem is racist. Eminem is racist.
He can't. Oh, wow.
He is racist. He's... People love to try this about.
Nah, you know what? You have an agenda.
Racist.
You actually have an agenda. So
no,
I can't
this is
actually...
bad. This is why he had beef. Benzino threatened to release it. Yeah, the audio is out there on YouTube. Yeah,
is it?
Benzino.
What was he
and
saying?
That's why he had beef with Benzino all those years ago.
What was he saying?
He was something about being whores or something about black women being whores, shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, Eminem is racist.
Interesting.
My back foot.
Wow.
And how is he not on the back? Even if he didn't say that, all that stuff about killing his mum, how is that not on problematic?
No, that's true. That is problematic. And his ex.
Yeah, that's psychotic. Yeah. That's not normal.
It is problematic.
So, yeah.
Cancelled. Anyways. Also, so there was the Visa Bay.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about that? I just feel like you get it how you get it.
No. My thing is, okay, she managed to swindle everyone. That's your own personal problem. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's the fact that people were stupid enough to continue donating after. Because my thing is, okay, it's like someone dies, yeah? You raise money for a funeral. Any excess cost, that's just going to go to the family just to help them, you know, maintain whatever. What does she need the excess for in this situation? She literally said it cost her £2,300 and she now has, what, £4,000?
I watched the second video she came out with recently. And she said she's
going to donate it.
Yeah.
No, the fuck, she's not. I want to see receipts of that donation because I would never donate £2,000 to anyone.
I feel like... Let me tell you, bitches, continue donating, okay?
No, I know,
so for me, even if I would even tell you guys, oh, I'm going to donate it, no one told you to continue donating. But, that's your own business.
No, but in those instances, you mean, the thing is, yeah, it kind of, like, takes away the credibility of GoFundMe, so I feel like it will deter people from wanting to donate in future instances when people really do need it, because with her, she literally was living a luxury, lavish lifestyle. She knew that this was coming, yet you're still buying bags, you're doing this, you're doing that. Now she's trying to turn around and say, oh, they're not hers. I don't believe that. They are hers. Some of these bags are costing in excess of £2,000. Do you know what I mean? That's how much you needed.
But what I'm saying, on that note, you get how you get.
No, I hear that, but it's not. You can't really say that anyway, because she still scammed people. You know, if
you're stupid enough to be scammed out of your money,
No. But what I'm saying is, she still scammed people. So you can't say you get it how you get it, because it's like saying a fraud, get it how you get it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she scammed people, and like I said again, the credibility of GoFundMe, it now can take away from someone else that really does need it.
The reason why, you can't compare it to fraud is because these people willingly went into their bank account.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. But that's because these are people with, like,
it's like a personal problem.
It's a personal problem. It's just a hard one. It's a hard one. But
if you feel a way about me using your money, nobody told you to give it to me in the first place.
But it was so funny because I saw someone had screenshotted the page and I saw she had like £4,010 or something. And then when I checked it later in the day after everyone had seen her on TV, she had gone back down to like £3,000 something. I feel like people were like getting their money back or like getting refunds, because you can get a refund.
Okay.
But it's a claim. You have to like claim it somehow. I can't remember.
Okay.
I reported it. I can't lie. I was really hoping that it was going to get closed down. I reported the page. I said that she's a fraud. And I really don't feel away.
Listen, I'm shit. When I make my GoFundMe, bitches, I know bitch needs to be donating to that motherfucker, okay?
Do you know what? Speaking of that, it's actually crazy because there's been so many instances where I would have loved to use GoFundMe, but I just can't lie. That's one instance where I have pride.
I don't see myself ever using GoFundMe.
I can't.
I think because, and the joke is, maybe it's because I'm a spoiled brat, but even as a non-spoiled brat, I just have too many family members to just not use GoFundMe. Like, I have too many people in my corner to, like...
That's fair.
It would be the extreme last.
That's the thing,
result.
But I feel like, the reason I said that is because... I forgot. That's so annoying. Okay. Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah. So I was saying, no.
So moving on, Tristan Thompson.
And
Chloe.
Yeah. Okay, so I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I will say in regards to that is, I agree with your tweet, but I feel like people still need to remember that a baby is actually, like, growing in her stomach.
Yeah, the baby doesn't deserve it.
And it's not fair because, like, people should be, like, I can't stress how much stress and all that kind of stuff affects your child. So
yeah, the baby doesn't, but herself 100%, because that is what
you
get how you live it,
for real. But what she feels her baby's gonna feel, and I get that, because I get that it's not, you know, the ex, she felt that too, and I guess she could have transferred it onto the baby as well, but again, it's not the child's fault. So I feel like people just need to kind of like not...
I think with Chloe as well, it wasn't even just the whole the ex as well, it's the whole, I don't know if you saw it, but on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she was like, she was upset that she was having a girl because she had wanted her future daughters to have an older brother.
That's just so such a weird...
Have an older brother.
Who's their older brother? Oh, his kids.
Like, so, all, yeah, so, like, all of them, like, it's like, you're just a bitch. Like,
so you know that her intentions are not pure, basically.
So you're just literally a bitch. That's literally what it is. So all of that, and then from, forget even him, Tristan Thompson, you told Lamar you couldn't have kids, but you were on contraception.
Yeah, I heard about that. Was that actually true?
Yeah. You stole Trina's man. French Montana.
Were
they together?
Yeah.
I know that.
How many friendships has Khloé ruined for Kim?
It's true.
So it's at the end of the day, it's like you get how you live it times 300. It's what it literally came back to flip on you, like times 300. Table just
yeah,
crashed.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't give a damn that, like, I'm happy, not happy, but you know, you're getting karma. It's just that I feel bad, like, just in case anything happens with that baby. It's not nice.
But she actually, out of all the Kardashians, I don't like Khloé the most.
Yeah, same.
The most.
Then like, Kendall. I used to like Kendall a lot. Now I just don't like her at all.
She's very, like, I'm just like,
she has no substance at all. Like, so like, that's why she's just there.
I think Kim will still be my favourite.
Kim and Courtney, I love them both.
I like Kylie now.
Meh.
I feel like she's just young.
That's the thing. That's I think that's what I think she has. Yeah, she's been exploited quite a bit, in my opinion.
Speaking of further celebrity relationships, Fabulous and Emily.
Yeah, so that's mad. Like, I don't even know what to say. But the thing is, in that video, it actually showed that it's not the first time that this has happened.
Scared. How can you be scared of your father?
Exactly.
You need to be scared from your father. You are frightened.
Mate, I'm sorry, if I was her dad, he would have been shot that night. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that. Like, in front of my face, I was just like, that's my daughter, man. It's like, oh, you're saying, are you.
I got a bullet with your name
what?
On it.
Me too, I have a shotty with your name on it. And your mother and your father and everyone.
Your ancestors.
Do you know what I'm saying?
We're going back to Colombia, bitch, wherever, Dominican Republic, wherever the fuck you're from. Bullets as well.
Nah, mate. No, that was crazy.
And people are trying to say, oh, she stole money or whatever. Even if.
I read it was
money.
Because she was somewhere else and he didn't know where she was.
That was the original thing, but someone was like, oh, she stole money off him, whatever. And I was like, even if that is true, yeah. So, like,
knock her teeth out?
Like,
she had actually knocked her
two
teeth out.
Front teeth. Like, literally, what do you want us to do? Like, do you want to kill her?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I just feel like, Fabulous is out of here. He is done out here.
Definitely.
But hey guys, my name is Jamila Joa
and I'm Sam Ray,
and we are back with another episode. It's been a while, mostly because I'm literally dying up at uni. My uni people, them, you guys know, this life is not easy. I can't lie, I've had about like 50 breakdowns since the last episode. Real life stress. Like, it's actually stressful, but I'm working through it because you know that's what I'm gonna do, because that's just how I am anyway.
Yes, girl.
So yeah, you guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to paintmatter@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter and we'll answer them on the show. Advertising paintmatter@gmail.com, and yeah.
Let's get started with the show.
Ever thought your highlighter was coming out more chalky than usual? Here's the solution to all your problems. Chemilux Beauty has the most finely milled loose highlighters that vary in shades from the truest gold to a peachy rose gold. With over 8 beautiful shades to choose from, KLB adds the most perfect shine to your base. And that's not all they have. From the prettiest lip glosses with perfect formulas, liquid lipsticks that don't crack, shimmer body oils, and skin-loving products that better your base, KLB is the ever-growing high-performance makeup brand for the iconic woman. To get yours today, go to shopklb.com. So, Pink Matter discusses boundaries between parents and children. This is based off of the video released by
Ritz Biscuit.
Congolese man, Zimbabwean man.
He's definitely not one of us. He is not one of us. He
Kenyan man. Ugandan man.
He is a Cameroonian. Salone.
South
Ugandan.
African man.
Do you know? Tanzanian. Mozambique. Guadeloupe. Guadeloupe.
He's not ours. Trini man.
Mate. Dominican.
Jamaican man.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, African-American
Egyptian.
Man.
Egyptian. He's not fast.
Aboriginal man. Indonesian
Listen.
Man. Sri Lankan man.
Sri Lankan. Bengali. He is not one
a
of
Russian
us.
Man Biscuit. Okay, so Jeez. Biscuit is from a show called Backchat London. He is over the age of 25. I just wanted to reiterate that.
And he's also from all those countries that we just mentioned as well.
And a video came out, I think, like 2 days ago, of him... I'm not really sure what he was doing. He basically panned down his abs, which, by the way, made me throw up a little bit.
I don't know why he loves them so much. They look like Kit Kat. You like, know, I can't
non-attractive guys nice. Love working on their abs.
Yeah,
I'm not
they
really...
have to.
But, yeah, he panned down his abs, and then he did the whole... But fucking,
he did grind on me. I'm telling you, you remember Jay Smooth, guys, back in the day. You must remember Jay Smooth. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe 25 plus were there. Jay Smooth, yeah. He literally grinded on his mum. Then he smacked her bum and it jiggled. Like, it proper rippled like water. Like, he did smack her bum. He went, and then he licked, you know, he licked his hand and he went, smacked her bum.
Okay,
and it jiggled.
No, that's not what happened. What happened?
I don't know what video you watched, because I know what I saw.
He did the whole, but fucking, what are you cooking though, mum? Kind of thing. He, like, you know, like, that thing that guys do in the club when they're trying to get past, but they try to touch you at the same time.
And then they sniff you at the same time.
What the fuck is wrong with
he
you?
He did, he sniffed his mum's neck. Now, I'm going to watch the video. Continue. I'm going to watch the video again.
Yeah, basically. And he basically put the camera on his mum's bum and whatever.
He actually put...
So we wanted to discuss this. I feel like...
Boundaries with kids, basically.
Yeah, it's a big topic. I feel like we were talking about parenting a lot recently. I'm not a parent, by the way. Can I just reiterate that? I don't
works
have children.
For me.
But, yeah,
it's
so,
actually true.
We've been talking about parenting a lot. But, yeah, I feel like... Okay, so that's the complete extreme, right? There are instances where people will see...
Wait, first let's discuss biscuits. Okay. Let's discuss biscuits, then we'll move on to the next
that
type.
That is the most inappropriate and disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, so I had seen it before it even come onto Twitter. Someone had sent it to me on Snapchat. And I was just like, what the fuck did you just send me? Like, I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, what the fuck? Like, it was like, dude, what the fuck? It literally felt like that because it was like, what is he doing? Like, why is he doing that? Like, he's just ill. Like, ill. It was just, it was ridiculous. It was really ridiculous.
I'm
like,
watching this video again. Jamila, look. He's like, it was a soft smack. It was a
that's
soft.
That's why I said she might not have felt it. That's why I said she might not have felt it. Because it looked very
his
soft.
His dick was on her bum.
Okay.
Nah, seriously. No, this is so disgusting.
I feel like Hobnob has really shamed his family too much on the internet. Like, he's done it too much.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, how many times can your family change church because of you? Like, you're actually doing the most. Like, all this behaviour, like, are you doing it on purpose? Like,
of course, he's an attention seeker.
It's
that's
embarrassing, though. Like,
attention
you're really,
seeker.
You're, like, you're trying to embarrass your mother on the internet. And it's so horrible. Because the amount of jokes that people were making about his mum were...
Yeah, see, I didn't see any jokes about his mum, but then I saw some, like, some incestual jokes about, like, as if she was, like, compliant with it.
Yeah.
But it's just, like... Yeah, see, that is what I don't like.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I made a few jokes myself, because I was like, rah, boy, he ain't stealing no meat from that pot in his household. But after a while, it got a bit too much. Like, someone made up a whole video. Like, they got his YouTube video about him. I don't know what the fuck he was doing in the YouTube video. Mm. And they sort of, like, they just switched screens between that and some bigger woman pole dancing. So, and they tried to make it seem like that was his actual video. And people were like... Mm. Oh my god, this can't be real. And it really wasn't real. And it's like stuff like you're doing too much.
Yeah, and it's damaging. And the thing is, I did see someone was saying, oh, do you know, every time I think of something, it's when you're, I forgot. I'm not gonna, but anyways, my opinion on that, basically, I just feel like it was even a wrap from when he put the camera on his mum's bum. Like, why? Why do you put the camera on your mum's bum? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, it was just really ridiculous. And the thing is, it's just really ridiculous. I can't even, like, I can't imagine my child doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're doing it in play, like, you filmed it.
Exactly. For the internet. So that's what I'm saying. He was holding the camera,
like,
and showing us what to look
excited,
at.
Like,
exactly. And he had a boner. And the thing is, no, but the thing is, like, like, jokes aside, though, I did see something. Someone said something like, oh, when... something like, say, I can't remember the exact tweet, but let's just say, oh, they're at a sports day and then they ask the mums to run the race and Biscuit and his mum are there and then Biscuit's mum joins the race, basically, saying that Biscuit's there with his kids and his mum joins the mother's race, basically insinuating that she's the mother of the kids. Like, are you guys... are you well? Like, are you actually well?
I can't lie, for the past month, I feel like...
Twitter's just been going become mad. Really toxic.
And Twitter has been going mad. I can't lie, even the past week, I was actually, like, you know, I was Googling. You know, Mercury has been in retrograde. And that's it. Like, I don't even believe in horoscopes yet or astrology or anything. Oh. But Mercury has been in retrograde. And so I don't know what the fuck that means. But everything has been going mad. And that's what I feel like, that's what it means. Because everyone has just been making, like, doing dumb shit, acting up, like, moving mad. It's been ridiculous. I can't even lie. It's been a lot of crazy shit. Like, it's literally putting me off using Twitter, and I just try to, you know, sometimes just try to, like, tweet through it, or just I'll just literally be like, I wonder what Beyonce is doing. Like, this is me trying to tweet through it, because I'm just like, a lot of it is just doing too much.
Yeah, I agree.
But so so there's that complete extreme of Biscuit. Now, a lot of the time, parents are throwing, like, they get a lot of heat for, like, kissing their children on the lips. Now, I see no problem with it, like, of any age, like, from zero till they're adults. Like, I see no problem with it. Though I don't do it, because I'm not really an affectionate kind of person. I only just started hugging my mum recently.
I'm not gonna lie,
and it's the most forced thing.
That's
ever.
Why I was like, just saying, so it was nothing. It was just like, yeah, because that's me as well. I just related, like,
you know, because you know what? I told my mom to do the whole love languages thing, and her main love language is physical touch. And I was just like, I'm gonna have to start hugging this woman and kissing her goodbye and shit. Like, fuck it out. Funny. Like, but it's it is what it is. But so because I don't really do that, I see affectionate parents like that. They do stuff like that. So I'm just like, yeah, it's what it is. Like, your parents, you can't sexualize anything between a child and a parent ever. Yes, there are instances of abuse. Yes, that's not excusing that. But at the same time, it's literally their parent.
And every relationship is different as well. So we could look at a... Because for me, my opinion on that was that before, I think my old opinion on it was that, okay, you can kiss your kids. I think a mother can kiss her child until he's 80, or he or she is 80. But I think as a father, I think it should stop at a certain point. And I'm not saying because the father is thinking anything crazy, but I don't know. I can't actually give, it must just be perception.
I think I think another reason why is because also we're not affectionate, and we're doubly not affectionate towards our fathers.
Exactly.
So that's why it would feel like, okay,
even simple things like people that call their mum and dad mummy and daddy, that's never happened. No, like, it actually makes me feel physically sick.
You need to grow up. Or you're like, fam, you call your mum mummy and daddy.
Do you know what I'm saying? Daddy, mummy, I could never.
I think I stopped calling my mum mummy at like age 7 or something.
I never called her mummy or dad. Maybe when I was a baby, but not as far as I can remember.
I'm pretty sure I stopped around 7.
This is what I'm saying.
And even my father, I don't refer to him as dad, I just say that man, or his actual name. Like, because are you mad? Why am I calling you daddy? What do I look like
daddy,
to you?
And that's the thing.
Besides, my boo's my daddy. I'm joking.
She's not. I'm not gonna do what I used to do on the last season. Don't worry, I'm not here to do that. But yeah, what was I saying? Flipping. So I just feel like nowadays, I have to narrow it down to the fact that I just don't have that relationship with my dad, and I don't have that relationship with my mum, because if I did, I definitely wouldn't see it as a sexual thing. Yeah. So who are we to kind of dictate what is appropriate and what isn't in a kind of familial environment? Do you know what I mean?
What about, okay, that's kissing up, but what about having baths with your children?
Yeah, so having baths, I think until the child can bath themselves, I think it's appropriate. As a woman, I think until the girl herself no longer minds, I guess. But I just think until they can all bath themselves, what do you need to be bathing with your 10-year-old child? So I just feel like until they can bath themselves, then it's fine. Before that, then
The thing is, I think until puberty hits.
So you think that...
No, I think it's okay until puberty. I wouldn't go do it, but I think it's okay until puberty.
I imagine a 12-year-old boy bathing with his dad. That's just so
no, but the thing is, you can't imagine it. But the thing is, yeah.
And I know it happens. I'm sure it does.
And the thing is, that's why I say until puberty, only because I know that with puberty comes a sense of privacy as a, like, as a person.
Mm.
Though, I'm not going to lie, my sense of privacy came way before puberty. Because I was,
yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Because actually, when I was younger, yeah, obviously, I was living with, it was just, like, actually, more or less me and my mom. But I just viewed it like, I didn't like being naked in front of my mom. No. Like, at a very young age. Before I even had boobs, I didn't like being naked in front of my mom. Because I was just like, can you stop? No, like, just get out of my room kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's just how it always was. But once puberty hits, you sort of get that sense of privacy where you just don't want to be seen naked in front of your parents, which is completely understandable. It comes with the whole your body's changing kind of thing. But up until then, I feel like
my kids are gonna hate me because I am just a nudist, like, in my house.
My mom is my grandma, we just love being naked
in the house. I'm always naked in the house, so boy,
me,
you gonna see about that.
I literally know. I swear, since I was like maybe, when did I start growing boobs? When I was like 9.
So, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? So stress? Nope, it wasn't 9. 9 was when I lived in America, so it was after that.
I started growing boobs when I was like 9, but I didn't start wearing a bra until I was like, till I came back to this country. Actually,
yeah, that was it.
So,
yeah, I forgot. It was my first bra that I bought there, yeah.
So, yeah, I started when I was 9, and
Do you remember how did you? Well, I don't know about your private school life, but like, how did you used to change in the changing rooms with Amisa PE? If you used to, it was so tough. We used to find, like, there was a way that we'd like put our trousers on underneath our skirt or like use something.
I still kind of do that sometimes in front of like people I'm not close with. I still do that
where you kind of half take off the top and then put another one on.
Like in front of you, I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Like, in front of people I'm not really close with, I still do that. But my mom, I can't lie, the day I got my first bra, from that moment on, I just didn't like her. I'm not gonna lie, I really didn't want her near me ever again.
I'm dead.
Because my auntie had come over and she was like, oh, I heard you got your first new bra today. I'm thinking,
so like, it's news just like
guys,
that.
Like, let's just chill. And she fully, like, came to me and she goes, let me see it. I'm just like,
wait, see what?
Like, my bra. Like, I hate, you know, those artists that are just so touchy.
It's just so, oh my gosh.
And I've never been a touchy person ever. So it's just so uncomfortable. I'm just like,
I hate it.
I was so angry that day. Like, that day, I think I used to write stories about the day I went to go get my first bra because it was just the most worst. Like, even in New Look, we went to New Look to get my first bra, and she was basically announcing the whole store that I was getting my first bra. All of it was just embarrassing. I can't know.
I got my first bra in, I think it was like either Target or Walmart or something, like one of those kind of places. And imagine it was my mum's friend that took me without my mum's permission for my first bra. Yep. It was a thing. They beefed over that boy.
Wow.
Like, that is so rude. How dare you take someone else's child to get their first bra? Like, it's like giving a boy, like showing a boy how to shave, another man's child how to shave.
I don't remember being an A cup, you know.
I was never an A cup. I started off as a B.
Yes.
And then I was like a B until like year 8. And then, no, year 8 or 9. And then from there, C, then a D. No, I don't think I even was a C. I went from a B to a D.
I went from a double D.
It's just,
in year 8.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I don't think I was ever a double D in school. I became a double D from college onwards. And then from there, it was just a rap, just jugs.
Yeah, I was B, then double D in year 8. And then I sort of like, once I left boarding school, I sort of went downhill. Now I'm not really sure what size my boobs are, to be honest. I have no idea. I could literally, you could tell me I'm a fucking, I went to go check on the Insta the other day, because you know you have to do the whole measuring thing, whatever, So like, they say you have to measure under your bust and then like over, and like, and then on your bust. So under my bust is like 28 or something, and then over is like 36 or something, or something like that. Anyway, and then they said you have to calculate blah blah blah, whatever. And then they said basically they calculated for me, and then I'll come up to like a fucking 30G, and I was like, there's no way on this planet I'm a G cup.
I'm trying to think.
A G cup. So I think you can see my boobs.
No, because you know that whole thing about like smaller back, bigger bust. I'm trying to remember how that works. But
then it would mean that I'd be a 32F and I'm not an F car. That would mean a 34D. Like, it would just
34D. No, but see, that's the thing. You do look like a 34D. If you had a 34 back, you would look like a 34D.
Why not a 34 back?
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. But like, you look like you could be a D.
That's why I looked proper with it just sounds very ridiculous. I was like, you guys have so much shit. So now I'm just like, I can't bother. I don't care about bras anymore. Never mind.
Yeah, so stuff like that, like, yeah, puberty, like I said, I feel like up until puberty, it's, I wouldn't say I would do it, but yeah. It's normal.
I definitely do not agree. I think that is fact. I think until when your child can start bathing themselves, I think that is literally it. So I think I'm going to start sending my kids to bath themselves when they're like six. And then, yeah. Yeah, I think is six old enough to bath yourself? Yeah, kind of.
My nephew started bathing himself at five, so.
Yeah, so I remember when we had, I remember the only reason I said six is because I remember my mum was still bathing my older brother when he was five, definitely, because we both had chicken pox at the same time, and he was five, going on six. So, yeah, and I was around two. So, yeah, that's why I think around that age, six.
Yeah, I started bathing myself around five, but I feel like... But there are times when my mum has to bath... used to bath me. I think mostly because I just wasted a lot of hot water my whole life. Yeah. I've always loved hot water, so I've just always wasted hot water. Like, I would just pour bare hot water and then tiny drop of cold.
I'm not gonna lie, but who has time to keep bathing babies grown kids like that? When I have my own baby and I have to, the way that I have to bath him as well, I go in with him now because it's so long doing just two rounds. So I just go in with him. I either like wash myself first or wash him first, and then I'll like swap. But, like, I'm sorry, like, I don't have time to be doing that for another 10 years with him.
That's interesting. You know, with the whole bathing him mm-hmm. or him bathing himself, you can have a bucket bath.
Nah.
So what's he going to do?
Shower. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, that's so cute. I never thought of that.
Because I was just thinking, how can it come down low? Can it come that down low?
I guess anyway? He'd have to hold it, but then he'd be too, he'd start splashing
you
on
know
the floor.
You know, they might be mad tired as well, you know?
Yeah,
they have
yeah.
very weak.
Oh, okay, yeah, probably
the bucket bath.
Oh, that's cute. I never thought of that. I'm not going to lie.
Because I'm just thinking, what are they going to have to do? Because you don't really see bucket baths nowadays.
Yeah,
my mum still. My mum still does. Bucket
everyone
baths.
Has a bucket. I think. Well, Nigerians usually tend to have a bucket just for the sake of having a bucket. You really never know. Like, there's been like two occasions since I've been here where we've not had hot water for like 2-3 days.
Oh my god!
And I know they've had to like refund our rent. It's been that deep, yeah. And yeah, I'd have to boil water in a kettle and use it in a bucket, so it came in handy. Do you know what I mean? It's the worst.
Oh,
I swear. You want to get everything in one bucket and you can't. You think you can, but what I do? Yeah, this is what I do. So I have one whole kettle and I'll empty that and then fill it or whatever, then I'll refill that, reboil that, and I'll have that one on the side, and I always try and think, okay, I have to just ration the water.
No, the thing is, you do one hole, I do two holes, and then no, suddenly an extra one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You try and ration and then you end up not being able to,
it boils mad long,
you can't have that last pour of the bucket, you know, I fill the whole bucket just to pour it all over my head. Swear down. You can't do that. Talk about shaving. That's a myth. You can't shave. Like, nah.
Speaking of shaving, I've been using to shave my legs. I was looking at them the other day in the light. And I was like, oh, I haven't shaved these in a bad time. I don't shave my legs regularly. So I was like, right, I haven't shaved these in time.
I hate Chewbacca. How you doing with that?
Okay, so, okay, relating to the biscuit thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With... mother and daughter. Okay, so I've seen like parents, okay, because again, like I said, I'm not really affectionate kind of person. So I've seen like mums and daughters, like, you know, they playfully spank each other or whatever. Sam just made some, you know that. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but you know that new meme of that East Asian guy from the Gordon Ramsay. That meme kills me because he's probably looking like, I'm not doing this shit. But
I love that meme so much.
She literally just made that face. But no, like, I see mums and daughters like, and I get it, because they're like, they treat each other like best friends, and that's well cute and shit, whatever. But would you say the same for fathers and sons?
No, imagine your dad just grabbed your balls. Like, just grabbed your balls. Like, no, well, okay, it's different, I guess, because you wouldn't expect your mum to grab your vagina. But, like, I'm trying to imagine it. Well, okay, so imagine your dad wraps a towel, you know, when he's trying to turn it into like a rope and hits you with the rope, like, good job today, like, psh, you did a good job in that match. Instance that I see that as a I can't describe it, because if my mum did it to me, like, look at your bum, bah, and smacked it, I wouldn't feel away.
because I just be like, mom, like, jokes, yeah.
Not but gonna then, lie, my mom tries that kind of with me. That's like, okay, no, but she goes like, oh, you're so big for your, like, she goes, she thinks like I'm big, like she thinks I'm like kind of fat, not fat per se, but she thinks like I'm.
I know what you're saying. Like, I'll get to that.
She thinks I'm big anyway. Yeah.
I want to talk about obviously, something to do with that.
Everyone knows that I'm not like I'm not fat or whatever. I'm not big or whatever. She just thinks slim. I'm just really, really. She thinks I'm too big. Like she thinks my thighs are too big, my bum's too big. I have my hips are too wide. She thinks I don't know what she wants me to
don't
be, Victoria Beckham or something.
So she does point.
Stuff like she'll like she's such an exaggerator as well. Like we could be I could be standing
doing
there
stuff like that.
I could literally stand in the doorway and she'll be like, ah, you're just taking up so much space, and it's like, bro, you could get past,
mate. So like no that's the thing, like see that point is a good point that you made about your mum, yeah, because you're definitely not big, yeah. So my mum, she sent me some pictures of me when I was in uni, and I used to be about your size, I'd say maybe a little bit big, around yours, yeah, roughly. And she was like, she sent me pictures like, oh, you used to look so bad, like did it as in good bad, yeah. And I was just like, mum, you said I was fat then. And she was like, no, me. I said, what? I said, you used to say I was fat, and I knew for a fact I wasn't fat. It used to piss me off. And so I spoke to her about that, and she was just like, no, okay, so basically, you know, when you were in uni, you were between, you know, 18 and 21, so I just felt like you were too big at that age. Mum, no, you can't now tell her. Don't retract your statement, because this is what's damaging about our parents. You are not big in any way, shape, or form, but then she'll be sitting there saying you're big. No, you're not.
My mom has thought I was big since I was 11.
And it plays on your mind sometimes. Like, if you keep saying it, you're actually going to believe it. I 100% was not big back in the day. She, like, now she's coming to come and praise me, when before you were calling me fat. Is that because you've seen what fat really is? Now you're like, oh, okay. Maybe she wasn't fat back then. Like,
no, because I even tell my mom that I'm trying to gain weight, yeah. She'll be like, no, I shouldn't gain weight.
You don't
weight,
need to.
Whatever, because yeah, I don't have my metabolism or bullshit, whatever. But she still thinks I'm big. Like, she genuinely thinks my bum is too big, my hips are too big, my thighs are too big. Like, I'm just a big person. Like, she just thinks there's too much of me. Like,
that's so funny. Like, that's so surprising.
The only thing she thinks is small are my arms. That's it. Because I've always had very small arms.
Yeah.
But other than that, she just thinks I'm just so, like, why am I just taking up so much space? Shit. Like, she literally thinks
that is such an
I'm big. And I was like, and I think even once I was like, mum, I'm not that big. I said, you know, Sam is thick. Like, that Sam is like, that's no, thick.
I'm big.
And then she was like, yeah, but that's imagine for her stature.
No, I'm short, fam. Like, it's mum, not good.
I need to lose weight. She goes, you're big. And I said, okay, but Sam is thick as well. And she was like, no, but that's different.
Mine's not even good. Mine's not even good.
Dead excuse as to why. And I was just like, just move, man. You need to chat your shit now. She actually thinks I'm big.
I think they just, I don't know, they just, you know, the whole, like, my shandy kind of thing. Like, oh, yeah, back in their day, they were slimmers. Like, all of them were slim.
My mum was a slim team.
And a lot of it, to be honest, it wasn't curvy either. It was literally, like, yeah, straight and slim. So you can imagine now all the girls are curvy. Like, you're curvy and stuff like that, but you're still slim. So she's seeing that extra hit that, you know, girls in her day didn't have.
That's the way I dress as well. She thinks my clothes are too tight. Oh, my God, it's just too much. But
that is so funny.
Do you think that happens with boys? And, like, I feel like, because, obviously, we come from very, non-nuclear families, so we don't really get to see that side of our boys like that with their parents. Or
what do you mean,
as in, like, what you've gained weight?
Oh yeah, no they are,
but I mean from, like, their fathers, not like, oh, do you know what I'm saying?
It's always mums. My older brother, like, oh, he's skinny, you're getting too skinny. Or they always get, no, they do. I think boys do get that from their dads about being, like, scrawny. So dads, but they're more joking with it, like, do you know what I mean? They're more jokey with it than mothers are with their daughters. So they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, they'll, like, pull their shake their biceps, like, yeah, you need to hit the gym kind of thing. I think dads are like that, but again, they don't make it serious, because I don't think they care like mothers do.
My mum definitely mentions my brother's weight. She goes, you're starting to look like an uncle.
Yeah, your, my mum said that my brother looks sick.
OTD, like, uncle, yeah, you with your pot belly. Why are you looking like you're my age? And she literally gets onto him, because my brother, like, he eats like a Nigerian man, okay? Like, so he's got the whole, you know, but he would say it's a money belly, yeah? But he's just Nigerian, isn't it? It's just settled. He's already got a pot belly. That's
mate,
it.
It's that pounded jam. But yeah, there was something I wanted to say regarding the biscuit thing, but I can't even remember anymore. It was quite a good point. But yeah, how do you feel like, how do you think he's done handling the situation?
Bubbly biscuit, innit?
Same old bubbly biscuit. Oh, he's such a loser. And he has a girlfriend.
Does he?
Yeah. Ew. I was going through his timeline yesterday and he said something like, oh, my girlfriend, something, something. And I was like...
That's another thing. Did you see people bringing up old tweets about his mum?
Oh, my God, they were overdoing it. I think they were overdoing it. No,
but even the tweets were a bit disturbing. I'm not even going to lie.
He said, no, but... Okay, I haven't seen everything.
Was a screenshot of him and a conversation between him and his mum. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to jump on you later. Don't sleep.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. They must have a strange relationship.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know, my household isn't very, like... We're not like
we're
that.
Not, none like, of us are like that. All, not a like, single one of us.
Ever. Like, I think there was... The last time I kissed my brother on the cheek was my 18th birthday. That's because he drove me. That's because he drove me.
On the cheek. Like, yeah, literally.
It was mad like, okay.
It's crazy. Think about it. I've never kissed my brothers on the cheek. So.
And I can't remember the last time I hugged him. Yeah. I don't think I've ever hugged my brother. Like... in recent years.
My little brother was like, he came to me and he kind of stuck his arm out once. This is when he hadn't seen me in like a couple of months. And I just was like, you're right. And he was just like, hug me! And he grabbed me, hug me! Why don't you ever hug me? And it's like, it's true. We don't hug each other. Like, when my mom goes off back to Nigeria, she's just like, can't you hug me? And I'm like, like okay.
I've been trying to hug my mum, but it's just so, like, it literally makes me sick. And then she's like, oh, you're not going to hug me. You're not going to greet me. You're going to, just woman, like, God. I can't give you this affection, okay? You guys ruined this, okay? No. You made me this affectionless.
Yeah, but, like, quickly, because I feel like we haven't really, like, the thing is with, what's it called? Back to the whole, like, mother, father, daughter, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I feel like it is still bad. At the end of the day, I feel like, as outsiders, we shouldn't, like, be looking in and saying something is inappropriate when it's innocent. And that's something that we used to see a lot when dads would, like, upload themselves, like, in the bath with their daughters or sons or kissing them or whatever. I mean, how can you tell a father not to kiss a child on the lips? Are you actually serious?
Sorry, just to go... this is, like, completely sideways and off topic here. I'm so tired of seeing these videos of fathers doing their very easy...
Oh, my God.
Their daughter's hair, which is very easy.
So
just
easy.
Just put them in bunches.
Honestly. Oh, you can plait. Wow.
Like, okay, fair enough. I can't even corner it yet, but I don't understand. Why are you filming you putting your daughter's hair in bunches? Do you not have to put hair in bunches?
That's the thing.
You
like,
part and put it in bunches.
And that's the thing. So, what, is a man not allowed to know how to do hair? My dad used to relax my hair for me. My dad used to do my hair. Like, he's dumb. Like, no one praised him for that because I was his daughter.
The bar is on the floor. The bare fucking minimum.
Honestly.
Like, because you're doing your daughter's hair, are you the first person?
But it's not even just that. It's a lot of things when it comes to fathers. I feel like, why father's so like, why are they so praised for bare minimum?
I feel like it's the double, it's like the double, it's like two things. Yeah, it's the rock and the hard place. Yeah, it's like if they don't, because they're so often missing from their children's lives, right. Or they're so often non-affectionate, or so often, maybe I'm saying this from the black community side, they're so often non-affectionate and missing from their children's lives, or they don't really relate to their children, or they're emotionless, or so on and so forth. It's now become that when they do express anything of the sort,
surprising to us.
Yeah,
that's like, did you see the picture of the children that went to the jail to see their fathers?
No.
Oh, I can't even find it. But basically, there was a picture of three kids and three men, and they'd taken, like, the girl, like, I think one was white and then two were black, and they were all in jail, and they were taking pictures with their kids, and the person was like, oh, I'm not crying, you are, and it had, like, you know, the tens of thousands of likes and retweets. If that was done on the flip side and they took them to the women's correctional facility, you would not get the same response.
Sorry, I just remember this video that I was dying. Everyone loved it. And I was the only one that was creasing. So there's this man, I think he's the father of the girl, and he's teaching the girl, like, random facts, trivia facts.
The woke And she loads a clip, like, she loads a strap blindfolded. Like, I'm sorry, no. What is that about?
No. This was the bit that killed me, where he was like, if daddy treats you like a goddess, what are you never going to be? A bitch or a hoe?
A bitch or a hoe? Like, it's something about, if I die, what's going to happen? Like, shut up. Like, it was just so corny. I think it was corny.
And
No, I literally, I don't know, have you watched Kick-Ass on...
Kick-Ass, yeah.
That's literally what it looked like to me. That's literally...
Kick-Ass, yeah, exactly. No, I just feel like that video was really stupid.
Oh my God, please.
I know, literally, exactly. It was so stupid. Sorry, I just showed Jamila the thing I was talking about.
Was but yeah, no, it was so dumb. Everyone was like, oh my God, this is so cute. And I'm like, oh, this is necessary, this is that. I'm like, why the fuck does your 7-year-old Chinese know how to load a clip?
No, gone. Like,
who the fuck is she going to go fight?
Exactly.
Like, is she fighting fucking...
Do you know what I'm saying? It was like, it's like the revolution was coming, you know? Like, this, like, what the hell?
And even if, yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough, yeah. Race relations in America is a mad thing, yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah. Do you think your 7-year-old daughter having a gun is something to be proud of?
Exactly. Like,
They see people with fucking a water bottle, they think they've got a
Skittles,
gun.
Pack of Skittles, and they get killed for Skittles.
So her being able to load a gun, you don't think they're going to put her in Guantanamo Bay?
Because I feel like the rapture was coming. Like, I can't deal.
What a bitch or a hoe.
A bitch or a hoe. The blindfold. Oh my God, so dramatic. Like, oh, you had to blindfold her. Okay, we get it. Like, what the hell? It was so dumb. I don't know why. Like, because someone was like,
this is so necessary.
Honestly, people were like, oh, it's a conflict between survival and him fearing for her innocence. There's people fearing her innocence and then survival.
But she's 7.
Bro, shut up.
She hasn't even had her period yet.
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh,
let children be innocent. Why are you not going to have your gun?
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, so what? So someone's going to run up in your house and your kid's going to run under the bed and pull out a shotty like a...
Stop shooting people.
Bang, click, click, bang. A 7-year-old. Are you serious? Like, what does she need to know? No. Because the reasons as well. If it was for things like hunting and stuff like that,
no,
that's different.
Why are you now hunting?
No, because
you
know people do
now?
That. That's a sport. Hunting is a sport at the end of the day.
Sport.
Yeah, no, it is. But that's what I'm saying. It's a sport. So that's different. At least, you know, there's a course. What the hell are you, like, you're actually teaching her to kill people. Like, you're actually training her to kill people. Like, are you serious? She's actually 7. Nah.
She's an assassin.
I didn't like that video at all. It is
exactly.
Do you know
something?
What I'm saying? Fucking hell.
Man says she wants to join the fucking what's the name of the girls in Wakanda?
I forgot their name. Are they Okolis? No, that's someone's called Okoli, isn't it? Something Okoli. I can't remember.
Oh my
God,
a man's gonna come up to her. Oh baby girl, you're looking fit. I'm not a bitch. Boom,
like this is fucking Call of Duty. Like, what the hell, man? Gee, that was so dumb. Ching, 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 cat, 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 bat, bat. She was like, what, are you serious? No, that video was so annoying. And I was reading the comments and the people were just like, it was conflicted.
People were like, oh, this is making me cry.
Cry, exactly.
Like, bitch, shut the fuck up,
it's
man.
So sad that she has to do that, like, she has to go through this, etc.
Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here with your fucking hot head motherfucker, Avenger ass motherfucker.
God.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Fucking Avenging ass motherfucker. Killmonger motherfucker.
Do you know what I'm I said Killmonger.
She's a fucking Black Widow or some shit. Get the fuck out of here.
It was ridiculous.
Bitch or a hoe. Click, click,
bitch or a hoe. Click, click, bang. Cool.
So, yeah, speaking of boundaries, to push it even further, what do you think about, like, the way people dress their kids?
Yeah, like, I think people need to let kids be kids. Like, okay. You can overstep sometimes, like, you know, you want your child to look like dripping and swag, whatever you want. Yeah, that's cool. But when it's an everyday thing, I mean, your children are uncomfortable. There's an example. I had Micah in, what shoes was he wearing? He was just wearing some trainers, and they're hard, like hard sole trainers. And I was like at the GP with him, and we were just bored, like he was just fussy. So I was like, hey, let's walk. Micah can walk now, like he can actually walk now. How about I stood him up and this girl's legs were going to jelly, and I was like, why are you coming here to embarrass me? Don't embarrass me in this place. And I kept doing it. I was like, oh, you know, I was trying to stand. I was like, oh, Micah, you know how to walk. I'm saying that loud enough for the people that are waiting to hear. Yeah, he is on the floor.
Maybe you should have like jelly shoes.
No. And then I took them off and he was walking. So it meant clearly he can't even walk in their shoes. So it just goes to show what we're actually doing to our children. And it wasn't like it was, they were like a special, they weren't branded. They were just from Zara. They're just Zara trainers. But it's, do you understand? We're making our children uncomfortable.
What do you think about girls pre-puberty in belly tops?
Yeah, I don't like that either. I think it's ridiculous.
To wear belly tops.
No, but what age are you talking about?
I wore belly tops from like maybe 2 up until like 8.
No, I think from like 8 onwards, that's fine. Those little cute, dumb, ugly belly tops with the halter neck ones, whatever.
I used to wear those. Maybe because, okay, you guys, I think I spoke about this on the podcast. I'm not going to say use the word fashion forward because it was not forward at all, but I was I just used to pick out my own clothes because that's just who I was. My mum would let me pick out my own clothes.
Yeah, same, but no, how young?
From early. Like, when I say from early, like, to the point where my mum and I would fight over my clothes because I would have to pick my own clothes. So, like, when? I used to wear these belly tops, even with my whole pot belly, because you know you have, like, a pot belly until, like, 8 or something.
That's why I think it's just stupid.
I would wear my belly tops and everything, like, the little vest tops and all of that. I love them so much.
I just don't think a child at a certain age should be wearing them. I think, like you said, 8 onwards or whatever, but not when you're, like, 5. I just think it's a bit weird.
Yeah,
I find it a bit weird. Just you just see them there. They always have their little tutus on as well, like just their fat belly.
And I wear my tutu, the leggings. That's me. I was literally so like, yep, this is how I dress.
Yeah.
I pick my own outfit. I wear what I want.
Yeah. I think it's good to, because I know, like, when we were younger, my dad, literally everything was designer for us boy. And I think with me, something that I don't like putting Micah in jeans often. I only put him in jeans when he needs to be in jeans. You know what I mean? Like, it's not comfortable. Like, I want my child to be as comfortable as possible. So I just put him in little track suits or like jogging bottoms. And when he doesn't need to wear shoes, he doesn't wear shoes. I just make sure that he's comfortable because Micah's very active and I want him to be comfortable. So it's not even just about his clothes, like even down to his nappies. You have to make sure that you get him the right fit and so on and so forth. And I just don't like when you have these little kids in like leather jackets. Leather jackets are not like, do you know what I mean? They're a bit stiff and they're just
She says, well, look at me because I'm wearing a leather jacket.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're hot and they're whatever. Like, and you're putting your little kid in, like, just, I don't know. I feel like there's every now and then, but not when it's constant. Because I see some parents that literally deck their children out 24/7. I think you need to allow it. Like,
going off the topic, back to Biscuit, but not really the same. I feel like, you know, with the whole puberty thing, so like emotional puberty. So you and I, for example, maybe more me anyway, we matured very quickly, like very, very early on. And I feel like those, like for me, that wasn't a good example, because it's like those boundaries, crossing those boundaries like rid your child of innocence. So like the whole, like, even like, I don't know, for me, okay, let me give an example. Okay, so I knew my dad was a deadbeat at the age of 5.
I don't remember what age I know. So, I can't remember.
And at the age of 6, I made a decision not to talk to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 6,
yeah, I remember, like,
I don't know what year you're in, when you're 6, like what, year 2 or something. I was in year 2 and I decided I no longer wanted to speak to my father. And from there up until 16, I stuck to my guns.
Mm-hmm.
And but stuff like that, okay, fair enough, yeah. My father was a deadbeat, so even if I had wanted to speak to him, he wouldn't have been in my life. But at the same time, I feel like you should be protecting your child from stuff like that. Like, yeah, it's life, but at the same time, it's not their life yet. Like, it doesn't have to be their life yet. Like, they deserve to live in ignorance.
What sense do you mean? As in, like, what do you mean?
As in, like,
so what are you relating this to? What Biscuit was doing with his mum?
Kind of, but not really. Because obviously, like I said, emotional with puberty does not just come with the sense of I'm understanding adulthood. I'm also understanding how people work. I'm understanding emotions, etc., etc., etc. So I feel like with that comes the idea of, like, you understand.
Sorry, I was just thinking of the video again. I'm so sickened. It's like,
I kept seeing it. It made me feel sick.
So we just started touching our bums. Anyway.
Yeah, so it's like with that, with emotional puberty comes, you know, understanding of sexuality or further exploration of sexuality, etc., etc., etc. So I feel like there are boundaries you have to keep in place for your child in order for them to really, like, come into their own.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, for example, I knew niggas wear shit from a very young age. That's not very healthy. So it was, like, already...
Oh, I know what you're saying. But just about protecting your child's innocence, basically. Like, just not exposing them to, like, the negativities of the world and stuff like that. No, I get that. I know what you're saying.
It goes back to click, click, bang.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You don't need to let her know about all of that. Let her flipping still believe in Santa and play with her Barbies, and you said you're teaching her how to fucking load a clip. Are you going to
believe in Santa?
Believe in Santa? I don't know. To a certain age, probably. Just for fun. At first, I'd say until they're like five.
If not, I have not kids, after, I'm going to make sure they're the kids. Real. I'm going to make sure they're the kids that ruin it for other kids, because I'm not going to lie.
That what?
If I have kids.
That ruin it for other kids.
Yes, because I'm so not going to lie. You guys need to grow up.
But like, if you watch Noah, it's
we don't even virgin. Have a chimney.
I know, but yeah. I never
we don't even have a chimney. Where's he coming from?
I think we spoke about this, didn't we, already? Because we were talking about the tooth fairy, because I was saying I would actually just do the tooth fairy thing just until they're like five. Not old, just like five. Put like a little £1, £2 when they when the tooth comes out.
Teeth between like 5 and 8, though.
Whatever age it is. Not when they're like 10 anyways, that's not happening, because I know you still lose a few into that age, but yeah, no,
but yeah, for like those, you still need to really protect your children from stuff like that. Like, fair enough, you know, life is gonna hit them, but let life hit them later on. Like,
exactly, when it's not fair. It's
like,
not
it's
fair.
Not fair at all.
It's actually not fair when people have to grow up. When people have to grow up fast, it's not fair. Because even me, like, the way that I look back at my life as well, having to grow up fast and stuff, like, while all my friends were, like, doing their party holidays and stuff, I was paying rent. Like, I mean, do you know what I mean? It's, like, it's just traumatic. It is. It's I can't lie. It's not nice. It's not nice at all. So, yeah.
I had a further point, but
I yeah, so did I. What did you say?
Well, speaking of, yeah, so I even wanted to relate to the sexual puberty. Obviously, when you hit puberty, you sort of come into your own you don't come into your own understanding, you're still trying to understand yourself as a person, like, understand what you like. And obviously, we can only speak as straight people that, you know, we've only ever found guys attractive. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But like, then, anyway, when we were coming into it, when we were coming into it, it was just like, oh, boys. Not gonna lie, I feel like I came out about my sexual puberty when I was like 3, though, because I was kind of a hoe. Like, I had a boyfriend in fucking nursery, so.
I remember you said that.
You know, but stuff like that, do you think, like, okay, this is treading on homosexuality, so do you think, yeah, you can, I already know the answer, what you're gonna say, but do you think you could teach your children not to be gay?
I hate talking about this because I feel like there's a lot of ignorance like that revolves around this topic. Yeah. But not teach them not to be, I don't know, because to teach them not to be would kind of almost be saying, well, implying that they've got tendencies, and then you're trying to like remove those. I don't know.
Okay, can you teach them, like, can they be taught to be gay?
See, that's the thing, okay. My old opinion, I'm not going to tell you guys my new opinion, because I don't know, it might have changed, might not have, I don't know. My old opinion was that, yeah, like, it can be taught. It can be taught. I just feel like, you know, when something is just so serious, like, so heavily normalised, I feel like curiosity can get the best of you, because that's how a lot of women are, quote-unquote, bisexual. They're not bisexual, they're bi-curious. They just want to experiment.
Yeah.
And maybe they end up liking that, but they weren't initially attracted to women. But then, you know, they tried it, and then, you know, they found, you know, whatever. They found the sexuality. I feel like the same can be said for, like, you know, seeing something on TV too much, or, you know, you have a little, like, okay, everything, you know, okay, people like to scream representation. Why are you screaming representation then if it doesn't affect the viewer? So when you're talking about, okay, I'm a young little black girl, I want to see a black Disney princess kind of thing. Oh, I'm a little boy, I want to see a superhero, black superhero kind of thing. Okay, so I'm a little boy, I want to be a gay, I don't know, prophet. I don't know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be a gay, I don't know, a gay something. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, in a way, it can be influenced. I don't think taught, maybe influenced.
I don't even agree that it can be influenced. And the reason, I feel like my whole life, I've been pretty much averse to the idea that it can be influenced. Because if that was the case, then I should have been lesbian from early. Like, I should have, like,
but
I was
not everyone that's no, easily but, influenced,
no,
though.
No, but I don't even think it's about being easy. It has to be there already. It has to be, the desire has to be subconsciously not there already for it to be further, no, like, explored. Because it's like, there are some people that are just straight, like, that's it. Like, you can't even get them to feel like, I'm attracted to women. Like, you can't even get, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
That's why. And even
so, then prior, where does bi curiosity come from? Then
a bitch is curious.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, but the curiosity was already there.
Sometimes, no, but the curiosity. Okay, so why wasn't it there when we were younger? Like, why was there a trend of bisexuality?
Develops. That's the thing.
Yeah, but because no, as long as you were sexual though, so say people that lost their virginity at 16 years old, but it's only now when they're 20, 22, 23 that they're now bi-curious or bisexual. Where was that sexuality when you were 16?
It develops. But
what if you were actually still having, you were actually sexually active?
But sexuality develops over time. You might not eat ass now, but you might eat ass in 50 years.
That's what's it? Actions. I'm not talking about your sexuality though. No, that's different.
Okay, you might not peg a nigga now, but she might peg a nigga 50 years.
Pegging cannot be, like, that's the thing. In different instances, pegging seen as...
I'm not saying it's homosexual for a guy to get pegged. What I'm saying is, you might not do it now, but you may do it. And the thing is, because sexuality is different, sometimes you might like doggy now, you might not like doggy in a couple of years.
But those are all acts. This
all comes under it, because before TV, what was influencing people to be gay?
Music, radio, art, like singers. Gay singers talking about, oh yeah, I love him, and you know, he loves him.
There was gay music before TV. Yeah. Like who?
I don't know. There's gay artists. There's loads of gays.
Not out and proud gay artists.
Before TV. I can't think of them yet. But when was before TV? In what fucking 1800? Like,
even 70s. Before 70s.
There was a gay revolution in the 70s, though. Like, people were flipping gay and proud back then.
Yeah,
so
they became...
Where did that... Exactly. So why was there a sudden, like, rise in that when TV
It wasn't TV. It was a reaction to the very... dictator-like
I'm not
government.
Saying this is my current opinion. I'm being a devil's advocate here, okay?
I feel like it cannot be influenced. And the reason why it cannot be, because if that was the case, yeah, then so many, like, the core sexuality has to be there from the beginning for it to be ever further developed. It has to be there from the beginning. And it may not come out now, it may not, because even, like, okay, for example, who's that guy? Hide your kids, hide your wife, they're coming for you. I can't remember what his name was, but he stopped his house from getting robbed something like that. It came out like years back ago.
I remember, yeah.
And he was gay. He is, well, I think he's bisexual. I would say, oh yeah, he's probably bisexual now, but he has a wife and kid now. Like, he's done a complete...
And then, so doesn't that make you think that, okay, so it could just be a trend, a phase?
No.
It could just be a phase, but a lot of people just go through phases. Let me correct myself. I think that's why I used to have that opinion,
yeah,
is because so many people, it was a phase. It was just experimental, you try it, you find out you're not, or you just continue to try it because why not, yeah? Or you want to fit in with a certain crowd. A lot of people were like that. They want to fit in with a certain crowd as well. So what if, I forgot. Wow.
I get what you're saying. You're saying that, oh, what if it for him it was just a phase? But the thing is, what we forget as humans, nothing is fixed. Nothing.
What?
Nothing about humanity is fixed.
There's
nothing.
Sense.
Like, biology aside, everything we do from birth till, okay, let me say from puberty till now, none of it is fixed. You know, when I was still, you know, going through puberty, I said I never sucked dick. Okay, now I don't suck dick as well. But it's like, can you shut the fuck up, bitch? Don't ever in your life.
What is that? Because
I'm not even sexually active. I don't have sex. None
what
of
is that.
That? But, like, do you know what I'm saying? When you start first, to develop a sexuality, right? You say, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. You're like, I'm pretty sure. I have friends that said they weren't going to have... No, they...
But I wouldn't say I'm not going to have sex with a man, full stop. I never said that. Like, I would never say something like that. Because I knew that one day... No, I knew one day I was going to have sex with a man. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm attracted to men.
Because
I'm attracted to men. That's why. It's because I'm attracted to men.
Just admit it.
But I would have said I would never... Not a bitch around. Nah, I would have said, okay, I wouldn't ever do anything with a girl, though, at one point.
Yes. So it's like, it's like stuff like that. There's loads of ultimatums you give yourself. We all say we won't do this, we won't do that. But humanity is not fixed in any sort of way. And that's the purest thing about humanity. Like, we are not unique. We are not alike at all. Like, as alike as we think we are all very unique.
Mm.
We don't have the same fingerprints, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So it's like, everything we do is nothing. I can never say that.
like, if I was to say, oh, people, you know, can be taught to be gay, or people can choose to be gay, like, how weak...
Sorry, I have to correct myself again, because I just realised, like, again, I was, when I was talking about representation on TV, I was talking about young, like, children, young boys, because the reason I said that is because I've had this discussion before, years ago, and we were talking about kids in general, because someone was talking about they don't want their kids... Oh, there was a topic years ago on the timeline about, would you let your son play with Barbie dolls? Like, would you mind? And someone said no, because then, you know, he's going to end up, like, he could end up gay. And then it turned into, like, some big thing. I think that's ridiculous, yeah. obviously. But what I was saying is that that's all I meant, is that children are very impressionable. Yeah. And I just feel like maybe you'd want to, oh, my God, I've seen this man kissing another man. I want to kiss another man. But he doesn't actually genuinely feel but the sexual attraction to another man. That's what I mean. That's what I meant. I didn't mean in adulthood. Oh. Adulthood, of course you can't. I mean, oh, no, we don't.
That's the thing, though. That's innocence in childhood. And that's why it, mm-hmm. it brings us all the way back to Biscuit again. Mm-hmm. All of that is still before puberty. None of that even matters. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Mm. Like, fair enough, you may, I don't know, if you catch your child kissing anyone before,
yeah.
like, before that, you're going to be angry because yeah. what are you doing?
But, well, no, because, like, if, like, okay, like, it's dumb. Micah has this thing now. He likes to kiss little other babies now, like, because obviously he kisses me all the time. And, like, when he was at my friend's son's birthday, he was kissing, like, a boy. And I was like, no, you don't kiss boys. And I'm not, was I wrong for saying that? Like, I don't think so. I just said, no, don't kiss, because he was kissing them on the mouth. And I was just like, no, like, don't kiss boys. That was it. But it's not because it was, like, a homophobic statement, because it wasn't. I don't, personally, I wouldn't. But I don't want it to be a thing that he...
Like, you know when it's still, like,
somewhat I just thought boys kiss girls, girls kiss boys.
Yeah, yeah, it's still somewhat ingrained in yeah. you. Like, but like for babies, like, yeah, well, kiss whoever, can be kissing each other if you like. But like, you know when they start talking, whatever, like when your kids are, they develop a sense of personality, yeah. If I catch my kids kissing before the age of puberty, if I catch you kissing, I don't care who you're kissing,
no,
boy, girl.
No, when they're babies,
yeah,
they
that's
will.
Different.
Oh, you mean what age?
When they're like four, five, like, yeah, no, why are you, yeah, who you are you kissing? You I don't care if you're kissing a boy. I yeah, care because you're. Why no. are you kissing people?
And because that whole boyfriend girlfriend thing, yeah, like I do it.
I'm not
bad,
like, I used to kiss people when I was younger, but yeah, no, my mum didn't know.
Yes, you know, I didn't. That boy, exactly. That boyfriend girlfriend thing is all fun and jokes. Like, we do it for fun, we do it for bad. But when they're actually like doing the whole thing, when they're like kissing each other on the lips and stuff like that, I don't think we should be encouraging
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
No,
so all of that, but again, it's the a lot of that is rooted in innocence anyway. Yeah, it's just rooted yeah. in innocence. Like, it's just of, oh, let's play boyfriend and girlfriend. You be the mummy, I'll be the
yeah.
daddy. Or,
yeah.
Like,
oh, remember the game Mummies and Daddies? Yeah. That game's dangerous, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie.
You're not actually supposed
it's
to be doing
actually
you actually
really
to,
bad.
Like,
no, it's a
like,
bad game.
Watch your children. Like,
yeah.
they're not supposed to
no,
be playing
it's actually bad
games.
Because you little kids will just be in bed next to each other and be playing Mummies and Daddies and doing kissing and doing
you
this.
Could be the baby.
No.
Look at our baby.
Yeah. Hell no. Hell no.
So, yeah, it's. I forgot about yeah so yeah all of that yeah. is just rooted in innocence. I feel like post puberty that's when they develop
yeah
or start to develop what they feel like who they're attracted to who they may not be attracted to like it's just all part of yeah. it's part of life. Like
I definitely don't think that after a certain age I don't think that any is influence learning nothing. I don't think that's
it's literally who they are, like, because I'm pretty sure I did not choose to be attracted to men. Okay, I didn't choose this life. It chose me, unfortunately. I'm here now.
Unfortunately.
Okay, unfortunately. Men are trash and I'm here.
Honestly.
Okay. Do you ever, like, if people could choose their sexualities, no one would choose to be attracted to men.
No. Never,
no
God forbid. Why would you?
Why would you inflict that pain on
exactly.
yourself?
Exactly.
So,
no, genuinely, if I could choose,
actually,
I wouldn't.
Serious,
I
really
yeah,
wouldn't.
Seriously,
I genuinely wouldn't. To be fair, I wouldn't be attracted to women either. I'd rather be asexual because I really don't like any of you people.
Wow.
Like, just,
she'd rather fuck animals, guys.
Okay. Anyway, bitch. The reason why I say that is because I find girls really annoying as well. So it's like, not as annoying
no,
as men.
No, they're worse. No, girls are worse. I can't lie. Girls are emotionally unstable. Like, a lot of women are emotionally unstable. I learned that the hard way. Like, they're emotionally unstable.
So, but see, that's the thing with me. So if already men are trying to kill me, should women go and kill me as well?
Exactly.
No. So
yeah.
that's exactly why I say, if I could choose, I would have chosen nothing. I don't want none of you.
I think the only thing is with female relationships is that you have an understanding that a man wouldn't. Like, there's so many things. They go without saying. You just know because I get. Do you know what I mean? I get it. That's the thing.
Because like I always say, I'm always telling like my friends. I'm like, guys, listen, men are just stupid. That's what it is. They're literally just stupid. It's not because they're stupid on purpose. They're just stupid. They don't think further beyond what they're given. Mm-hmm. If you give them a water bottle that is open, they will not think, oh, this water bottle is open. They'll just think, water bottle. That's it. There's water inside it. They won't think someone might have poisoned it. They won't think nothing. That's why they'll be eating from people's plates at work for no reason, because they think it's just food, because they are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly why I say, oh, gosh.
That's actually true. You just
wish I wasn't so attracted funny. To men. My life would be so much more easier.
So why do you think, then, the whole bi-curious, so what do you think of the bi-curious movement then? Because to say you're bi-curious is you're actually admitting that I am not like that way inclined, or I'm not this way inclined, I'm just literally testing the waters. So what do you think about that?
Literally what it is, curiosity gets the better of you. Not the better, I don't say like, oh, it overcome like it's a spirit or something, but it's like, for example, I find some women attractive. I'm not really attracted to women, but I find some women attractive. Now, if I was attracted to women, it'd be particular women or particular kinds of women. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously, have a type.
That would be considered by curiosity if I was to pursue it, because it's not like I'm attracted to... Okay,
obviously. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Bisexual people are not attracted to all women. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, because it wouldn't be that... Oh, I'm attracted to women in general.
Yeah.
It's not a general kind of, it's more of a specific kind of thing. So that's why I say bi-curiosity is still, I feel it's a very real thing.
I think it's fine. Like, you're just testing the water, seeing how it goes. You might have been fucking a man all these years, and then you fuck a woman, you're like, shit, bitch, I've been missing out. It could literally be that. Exactly. You never know.
So
I feel like if you want to try. Like, that's
it is what it is.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting conversation, considering boundaries. Wow, we've really been talking about parenting a lot. You would think I'll have a child. I don't have a child, by the way, guys.
That's enough of parenting.
You know, talks. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but like, if you follow me on Twitter, I've really been sharing a lot of cesarean and natural labor videos. I just feel like people need to like be more aware of stuff like this, because you guys keep saying you're broody, and I feel like you guys don't really know what broodiness means. Like, I just feel like do you guys think it's all roses?
I'm telling you, this is why it's a shame that you don't have a child, because I really want to tell these people the real of pregnancy, but I can't steal the flipping episode
guys, do you guys think it's not roses? You know, you don't get to sleep. Honestly, think you don't sleep now. Insomnia, my back foot. You will know what sleep is. You will know.
You know, some days, I literally think to myself, like, I'm like a robot. Like, I'm like a zombie sometimes. Not like a zombie. I say, like, I'm like robot mode, And I'm like thinking to myself, genuinely, how the fuck do I do this? Like, how do I do this? As in, I can't describe. Imagine, like, it's like being in the army. I'm not exaggerating, because literally nothing is on your clock. It's on your own clock. It is literally all on your child's clock. Mm-hmm. Whatever time your child wants to wake up, you have to wake up. Whatever time you want to sleep, okay, you have to get them ready. You have to bath them. You have to feed them. You have to change their nappy. Oh, yesterday, so I changed Micah's nappy 2 minutes late, as in with poo. 2 minutes later, he pooed again. I can't just leave him sitting in his own nappy. I have to change him. So you have always energy. Like, energy.
More energy.
It's always energy. Like, you guys, like, that is something every that people don't understand.
Every
it's
day I'm
going to
have kids this year. Wow. Yeah. Do you think, have the children. Honestly, if you like.
But saying that as a parent, if I had somebody that was, like, you know, the one for me, I would have children now. I'm ready.
Yeah, because you're kind of old anyway.
I
want to
shut the fuck up, bitch. It's not even that. I'm just ready for another child now. Like, I am. I want to bang them out as well. Like, because I don't want to waste time, as in, not. I'm not talking about a body clock. I mean, as in,
between
career,
ages.
Career as well. Because at the end of the day, there was that discussion. Annoying that we didn't get to talk about it, but there was that discussion about, you know, women and working women and stuff like that. And of course, you can have a career and be a parent at the same time. But at the same time, that you still do have to take breaks. Do you know what I mean? Like, 100%, you have to take breaks. So leading up to the actual birth, or just after, there's going to be weeks, months, whatever. But there will be time off. So those can hinder.
I've been seeing people kind of like relate that to Cardi B, and I just
the
reason why stuff like that would just further annoy me is because, like, I know you guys think Cardi B is relatable because she did this whole Cinderella shit, but she's literally a millionaire. Like, she can cope, she can survive this. Like, and it's not that she just makes music. Like, that Fashion Nova fucking sponsorship will keep her going for like five more years, so it's not like she's not
Cardi B is so likable.
She's likable, she has stuff, like, she's constantly on the go. So all that whole, oh, I don't know how she's going to be able to come back from this, like, you're really just projecting your own insecurities and your own fears. And that's all fine and well.
but you're not the same.
And please, she's literally just released an album, so therefore she's covered herself for like another 2 years.
Exactly, so she has the baby, so she's covered. So what? I don't understand. Maybe the video is fair enough, but who cares? Because she's actually blown without, like,
she's done. But she's only cares about her videos.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was the next single? I think was it Drip or something? And then Be Careful. All of that.
Do you know I've only seen the Bodak Yellow video like once or twice?
This
max.
Was the Bodak like, Yellow. I don't even very care old. For it. It's very very like not old, but it's like very old in Cardi B imagery. Like so that's when she used to bang out the fringes, whatever. So yeah, but yeah, that's a good discussion.
Yeah. Looking to add some glitz and glamour to your makeup look? Well, Certify is your one-stop shop for cosmetics, ranging in products from eyelashes, glitter, to eyeshadow, and even makeup brushes to apply this all. Certify will have you spoilt for choice with over 40 shades of glitter and over 30 styles of beautiful eyelashes to choose from. It doesn't stop there. There are also eyeliners, lip liners, and contour palettes. Go to certify.co.uk to make a purchase. You won't regret it.
So on today's Asking for a Friend, we have one dilemma. It's very short, very simple. I already know what your answer is going to be honest.
Oh.
I have been with my partner for almost 3.5 years now.
No, I'm joking. Sorry, go on.
It wouldn't be no. His ex-girlfriend won't stop stalking me. Shall I fuck her up or leave her?
His ex-girlfriend won't stop stalking me.
Shall I fuck her up or leave her?
Sorry, what did she start off with again? Sorry, read the dilemma. Sorry, I zoned out. I just love the end.
With my partner for almost 3.5 years now. Yeah. His ex-girlfriend won't stop stalking me. Shall I fuck her up or leave her?
You have... But stalking... As in, we need more context, because in terms of stalking, is it stalking? Is she just overly preying her, or is she actually saying stuff? Do you know what I mean? Because then there's two different reactions.
Even
for me.
Preying,
no.
If
she was overly preying, I'll kill her with my cuffing pics, with my bay pics. Like she. Always,
no, sometimes
like,
people are just disturbing your energy when they're overly preying. No, but like maybe if they're always like just double tapping, always liking, like asking, but it was ages ago. Yeah. Move on.
No, so, I think it depends.
I feel like to fuck her up to give her
if she
a
was
warning.
Saying something, yeah, I'd fuck her up 100%. Like if she was like actually indirecting or stuff like that, 100% fuck her up. But if she's not, then okay,
if
man.
She's overly
just a hater hole.
If she's coming up your notifications too much, I'm not gonna let you have to fuck her up, because I don't understand what all this nonsense is.
No,
why keep coming back? Why do you keep what's no, it's been 3.5 years. What do you want here? What's here for you?
I know, but why just because she's liking pictures?
Yes.
Okay.
Cause you need to get a grip. What's this?
No, so then just all you have to do is just DM her and be like, "Can you stop liking my pics?"
Like, and then she'll be like, "Oh, babe, I just like the pictures."
No, I just be like, "It's just inappropriate. Like, I don't see the need for you to be liking our pics. Like, what do you want here?
Would you be like,
would I what?
I'm trying to think. You were dating 3 years ago.
Who was I dating 3 years ago?
2015.
Well, the start of 2015. Well, before the anyway, what were you gonna say?
So it would be like you going to go like that person, whoever they're dating now, that person's shit.
No, well, it depends, because I guess there was one dude that, like, one of my long-term dudes, but like he literally saw, like, I was with my ex at a wedding, and he shook his hand. He was just like, "Yeah, you cool." I found that so odd, but then when he explained why he did it, he was like, "Look, you're pregnant," because I was pregnant at the time. He was like, "Well, you are pregnant." Like I just wanted him to know that, look, you don't need to be worried about me, kind of thing. I know he was asserting himself, I can't lie. It's
no, but
still,
that would be like about being worried about you. He was thinking about you in the first place.
He's like, "Yeah, you cool, yeah?" And he started shaking his hand, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Do you know what I mean? Exactly. But yeah, like, I don't know.
Who was I dating 3 years ago? Okay, maybe the pain might come out in me to be liking pictures, I can't lie, but I'm just a pain bitch. Like,
that's the thing, like, I'm trying to think, it's all just pendant.
Do you remember who I was dating in 2015?
No. Oh, yeah. That what? Wait, who?
So for me...
Damn, in case anyone knows.
So for me to go, like, whoever the fuck he was dating now, yeah, it would be out of pure...
You would never do that.
Because do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, I guess it depends.
I can't lie, I think I was doing that in 2016. No, because I think it depends. Because I've been in situations where I've liked, like, a dude's new... Well, it hasn't been a proper relationship dude, though, to be fair. It's just been somebody that I may have been seeing. And I've liked, like, his new, like, bae pics. And it's not the girl on her own, though. Like, it would be, like, them two together or something like that. So that's a bit different.
Why? Just because? You just like,
no, because I'm cool with the guy.
Oh, I would like them to be like, oh, I see you, bitch.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I see you, bitch. I don't do it, things like that. It's never malicious if I've ever done something like that. It hasn't.
I'm just a paying bitch, to be honest. I think I've kind of stopped.
But see, when
recently,
you have people thinking like you, then you're the type of girls that you need to get.
That's exactly why I said she needs to fuck her up.
But that's what I'm saying. There's some girls that are not like that, and there's some that aren't. So no, that's why we like more context.
I feel like you people that aren't like that, you just need to get a grip, because I don't say, like, why you. Nah. It's like, okay, this goes back to the whole thing here where I was like, guys liking girls' pictures. Mm. It just goes back to that, yeah, where guys are like, oh, yeah, but it's just liking a picture. If it's just liking a picture, give it up then.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on what the content, like, what kind of picture it is. If it's a girl, like, with her breast out, then it's whatever.
It's not even... No, but I'm saying, let's say, for example, your partner had an issue with you liking guys' pictures, mm-hmm, whatever, yeah, and it just made them feel uncomfortable. Like, they just didn't like it. Out of courtesy...
No.
No, but I feel like for you to really, like, I'm not saying that it's by force for you to stop doing it, but at the same time, it's like, if it's harmless, then you could literally just stop. No.
That's something I'm not going to ever in my life compromise again, because I've done that before. I've deleted my social media. Now I'm a nobody on Instagram. Like, who the fuck is, like, as in, like, I don't even know how to use Instagram anymore. Like, but back in the day, I used to be active on Instagram. I used to be active on Twitter. And because of a guy that I was seeing, because he was uncomfortable with me having social media, I deleted my social media. And that is, like, why the fuck did I do that? I would never do it again. Okay, that's how you met me. Okay. Like, you didn't meet me via social media, but you met me and I had social media.
Yeah.
You followed me on there. We liked each other's pictures. We did this, we did that, whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden we're in a relationship and you have an issue with me having the app.
See, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that, you know...
I know, okay, what you're saying. It's like, it doesn't change. Like, if I like a picture, if I don't like a picture, it's not, nothing's going to change. Like, it will literally still be the same.
That's why it's not the fun of
having the app. That's the whole point of Instagram.
No, I'm not talking about Instagram. I'm talking about, like, Twitter. I'm talking about...
Yeah.
Okay. I still feel like...
Yeah, I don't really like... I'm opposite sex. If I like your picture as the opposite sex...
It means I'm your friend. I'm not joking. I'm telling you, this is a fact. If I like your picture and you are a guy, it means I'm either your friend or I see you as a friend or I have never found you, like, I don't find you attractive. I'm sorry.
I can't lie.
It's either that or I'm trying to shoot my shot. It's one of the two. Mm-hmm. I'm telling
exactly.
you that.
Exactly.
It's never
Yeah, but then how do they know which one it is? They shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have even given them.
No, no, no. The reason why I'm saying that is because, okay, for example, so I'm trying to think.
Papitos will start saying, she liked my pic.
I can count... No, not gonna lie. All my male friends are kind of like all the people that, okay, I say I only have one male friend, yeah. Mm. And then there's the other people that I'm like cool with, mm-hmm, like, you know, I'd say we're friends, but we're not really friends like that. I'm still not really gonna like your pictures more time because I just, no. I make comments.
Male friends' pictures.
I'm like, geez, but I just I don't really feel like I need to like the picture. I just feel like, what is my life doing for you? Like, it's not really. So this is why I always say this whole currency about whole like it, about having likes and all that, I just don't really see what, like, I don't.
But then you just said that, but then the other way around, they're doing, geez, what? And liking your picture, RT in your picture, doing this, doing that.
Oh, what, like guys? Like,
yeah,
guys,
your male friends.
Yeah.
They acknowledge your pictures probably a lot more than you would with theirs. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know, but that's because of how I am. I really don't like guys already. Mm-hmm. So it's already like, but I put that boundary there because I don't want anything to ever be misconstrued or misunderstood.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And that always happens with me, always. Happens with me, so I'm just like, I just don't want to give you that.
I know exactly what you mean.
So
there's a lot of power in, like, swat, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna lie, yeah, if the guy was there was always on pitch, like, I need that, or I'm gonna punch you.
I swear, I'm gonna help you. Guys makes me sick, like, it's too much. You know, there's like every now and then joke, and then there's literally like every day there's multiple I need that. Like, how many do you need?
How much do you need?
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, exactly.
Like, how much do you need?
How much?
And like, the whole, why they're always like, I think a girl said she finds it off-putting when there's loads of the girls, and the guy's like, and I agree, because...
Yeah.
People
are getting onto her, like, what did they say again? Someone said something.
If you have a problem with likes in a relationship, then
boy, maybe relationships aren't for you.
Yeah, I saw somebody else say, she said something like, I can't even remember who it was, but she said something like, maybe guys find it off-putting that you're going through their likes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, no.
I just thought, no, it's not. Because you could literally just be going through their likes for jokes. Like, you go just for jokes, like, do you know what I mean? And then you keep seeing ass, this, ass, fat, boobies, titties.
Sometimes,
like,
it's even enough. If it's not us, yeah, it's just bare girls. Like,
it's like, what are you doing there? It's bat signal. I'm telling you, it's a bat signal. It is. It's like, oh, look, like, all these girls' pictures of whichever one hollers, then yeah, you know, like, one of them's bound to holler if you're at least semi attractive.
Don't play with me. I want to see no bitches in your fucking favorites.
I don't care about likes, but then yeah, if it's excessive, then I would care, because I feel like
it's very thirsty. Like, exactly. It's very thirsty.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because if you went through my likes, you're just seeing bare bag of man.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are ugly anyway, so you guys wouldn't really see guys in my life. But if you see bare man in my life. Mm-hmm. It's like,
girls in my life. Just girls.
Yeah. I'm always like, if it's a guy, trust me, I don't find you attractive. Mm. Or you're American. It's one of the two.
I don't even like guys' pictures.
Either Broderick Hunter, mm-hmm, or your, what's that guy's name? Darius Sutton. He's some prick. Oh, and he's got a really nice smile or something. I think it's wild, isn't him, it? Or your Trevante Rhodes. That's it.
Can't even remember. That's it. Trevante Rhodes. Yeah.
That's it. If you're not those three people, and I'm cool with you, I'm probably liking a picture because I'm cool with you. And I know there's only one person that I do that to, and I'm not even going to say the person's name. So, do you get what I'm saying? So, other anyone else, that's it. Sorry. You can get a G's.
But he's cute, though.
He is. Yeah. He is, but it's more of in a friend kind of way.
Yeah, you're like, not attracted to him. Yeah, I know that.
But, yeah. You guys know the drill. pickmattercontact@gmail.com for any dilemmas. qsguy.me/thepickmatter. Any announcements?
Again, still up to something, so...
Always up to
keep
something.
Keep your eyes peeled.
I just want to say, just in case, I may not be on the next episode because the bitch got deadlines. Mm-hmm. And a bitch is dying.
Wait, wasn't it the episode after?
It's either the next episode.
Wow, she just slide tackled me, guys.
It's one of the two, only because, you know, a bitch is kind of like in hell right now.
If you're not going to be here, I've got an idea for the next episode, but it will just be annoying because it'll be about Beshi. You can't.
No.
See, but then that would have been the perfect opportunity. Maybe the one after.
But yeah. I may not, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I plan to get work done this week, so we shall see. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays we listen to Pick Matter. Wasn't your turn, bitch.
You're actually ridiculous. I'm gonna leave this on there, you know. Yeah, you stupid bitch. On Wednesdays we listen to Pick Matter.
On Wednesdays we listen to it. I say it now. Oh, she's not even letting
me. Okay, whatever.
She's not even letting me switch. Like, fuck.